Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine from the University of Oxford. Let's call this Old Kerr's Almanac, in which we look back. The year was dominated by immuno-oncology. Let's look forward. The year will be dominated by immuno-oncology, I've got no doubts of that, but let's think what twist there might be for colorectal cancerology. Some of the lovely work that's going on looking at microsatellite unstable disease and how that highly mutated tumour, polyantigenic, does seem to be a subset of advanced colorectal cancer patients who may respond to immune checkpoint inhibitors. David Church and our group has published some very nice additional work looking at mutations in DNA polymerase E, another maybe 1-2% of colorectal cancer patients, which the mutational burden is even higher than with microsatellite instability, and we would hypothesize that these patients also would be candidates for treatment. I'll be interested in seeing some combination work coming out, not just immune checkpoint inhibitor plus immune checkpoint inhibitor, pretty toxic, terribly expensive, marginal, definite but marginal benefits seen so far, but some rather mechanistically novel things. We are terribly interested in the concept of combining histone deacetylase inhibitor, modulators of epigenesis, with immune checkpoint inhibitors. We have some data, my colleague Nick Lathine, suggesting that HDAC inhibitors can switch on MHC1, MHC2. It may have some effects on infiltrating Treg cells. So we might be able to, in a way, light up the tumour, increase its immunogenicity, reduce the degree of immunoediting by pre-treating, they come up with a clever sequence combination with HDAC inhibitors and immune checkpoint inhibitors. I think it may also be possible within the wider group of colorectal cancers to define a pro-inflammatory subset, which may be beyond the burden of MSI and poly mutations, but a subset of inflammatory tumors which may be candidates for treatment with immune checkpoint inhibitors. So I think that I hope to imagine that we'll see an increased parsing and sub-selection of colorectal cancer to see if we can bring immune checkpoint inhibitors to the field of play. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Over and out.